child trafficking is one that really touches all of us, whether we want to admit it or not. I think it's an issue that as a parent gets right to your heart right away. When any of us hear about children being exploited or abused and certainly enslaved, I think you first think about what you would feel like if that was your child. What would happen to you if your child had to endure that kind of lifetime of cruelty? And I think that feeling is what we need to capture and propel the action that we take here today. It tells us everything we need to know about our responsibility for preventing these tragedies. These are our children. When he addressed the Clinton Global Initiative last September, the president made it clear that this administration is committed to being a leader in this work. You heard from the effervescent Todd Park earlier today, but Todd is certainly a leader in the administration in making sure that what we do is based on evidence and that we hold ourselves accountable and measure where we go. And today I'd like to focus on some of the changes we're making at the program level around services that will help us make additional progress in keeping our children safe. So for decades, researchers and advocacy groups have been calling attention to this issue. But by the time President Obama took office, child trafficking was still a relatively new priority at the federal government level. The legislation signed by President Clinton and reauthorized under President Bush had spawned efforts in different agencies that sought to strengthen the work already being done by outside groups. But frankly, there was no coordination. The Justice Department looked at enforcement. Homeland Security handled some of the international components. Our department looked at victim services. But the result was that we weren't being nearly as effective as we could be. We weren't taking advantage of strategic partnerships either within or outside government. We weren't identifying gaps or overlaps in our efforts, and we weren't ensuring that shared work was being driven by the best and newest evidence. So we are committed to changing that approach. We started by ensuring that child trafficking was a priority issue across all agencies of federal government. We've stepped up our collaborative efforts and we'll host regular meetings to strengthen the coordination between federal agencies. We've also increased the coordination with those of you working outside of the federal government to help drive attention to the crisis on a local level. Last month, we received recommendations from the President's Advisory Council on Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, which is a really diverse panel of religious and nonprofit leaders who shared with us their best ideas on how the federal government can more effectively partner with faith and community groups to combat human trafficking. But that's just the start, making sure we're leveraging our own assets. We're also providing in-person training to help empower the nearly 1,000 frontline responders. In addition to webinars, workshops, videos, newsletters, and more than 700,000 public awareness pamphlets distributed by our Office of Refugee Resettlement. So when you add improvements in direct case management and to our national hotline, we've been able to begin to identify more victims than ever before. In fact, our hotline fielded more than 20,000 calls in fiscal year 2012 alone, a 74% increase over 2010. We take that as, frankly, a good sign. A sign that more victims of human trafficking and community members in this country are able and willing to reach out for help. We've also recognized, as Allison said, that when survivors do reach out for help, we need to do a better job not only connecting them with services they need, but making sure they aren't victimized all over again. And that's why we've continued to support a multidisciplinary approach through grants that help ramp up local capacity to respond to human trafficking in cities from New York to Honolulu. These programs enhance victim identification and service referrals through training and technical assistance, increase awareness about trafficking locally, and work with partners in the community to ensure a victim-centered response. And I can tell you, we're working with teachers and counselors, with folks who run shelters for homeless youth and others, so they begin to ask the right questions and help identify who these victims are. The investments have allowed us to make sure that local service providers are not just guided by the latest evidence when it comes to responding to human trafficking, but they also understand that reclaiming the dignity of victims can be just as important as health care or housing.